At the courtroom's entrance, men and women enter separate doors. Both are checked for weapons. Many are family members of the 14 men accused of training with the Salafist Group for Preaching in War, an extremist Algerian organization backed by bin Laden and widely regarded as one of the most active and brutal. It is now called the Organization of Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb. The group claims it is responsible for a 2005 attack in northern Mauritania that officials say killed 15. Shortly after the attack, the group criticized Mauritania's diplomatic ties with Israel and its participation in U.S.-led anti-terrorist trainings. Maryam Mintbi is the sister of one of the accused. She says her brother, Tahir Oud B, has never participated in any Islamic group, and she does not know why he is charged with terror. Outside the courtroom, Ahmed Sheikh Sidi, head of the National Association of Mauritanian Lawyers, says police use torture to extract confessions. Sidi says the accused were brought before the prosecution under inhumane conditions. He says their hands, legs, and feet were chained. The lawyer says the men could not walk on their own and police had to escort them up the stairs. The director of Mauritania's National Security Service, Mohamed Abdullahi Talib Abedi, is head of police and secret services. He denies any use of torture.
To my knowledge, there's never been an instance of torture by our security forces. Our interrogations are governed by national laws. These allegations of torture happen all over the world. When people are accused of committing a crime, they try to invoke torture to get out of punishment.
Abedi says the terrorist threat the accused pose is real. The security director says Mauritania's unpopulated deserts and porous borders have made the country an easy target for armed groups trying to increase regional power or to sell drugs and weapons. But political analyst Alex Vines with the London-based Chatham House says previous Mauritanian governments have used the international war against terror to silence political opponents.
Whether these are individuals that are a threat to international peace and security rather than involved in a local grievance within Mauritania and the politics in Mauritania itself, I think is a question.
Vine says poor African countries also often exaggerate the risk to get much-needed financial and military help from the United States. In 2005, the United States expanded its West African counterterrorism program that started with $6 million to the Trans-Saharan Counterterrorism Initiative, which has a $100 million annual budget until 2010. Mauritania's newly elected president, Sidi Mohamed Oud Cheikh Abdellahi, says he will participate in anti-terrorist trainings, depending on how the threat develops. He says it is Mauritania's obligation to do everything possible to protect itself and prevent terrorist acts. Nouakchott's criminal court is expected to announce its ruling later this week. This is the second Mauritanian terrorism-related trial in recent months. The previous trial ruled none of the more than 20 accused committed terrorist acts. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Nouakchott, Mauritania.